Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
The Days of Noah. Jesus said his second coming would occur at a time in history that was just like the behaviors during the days of Noah. See Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 to 39, and Luke chapter 17, verses 26 to 27. What exactly did those days look like? The earth was depraved and putrid in God's sight, and the land was filled with violence, desecration, infringement, outrage, assault, and lust for power. And God looked upon the world and saw how degenerate, debased, and vicious it was, for all humanity had corrupted their way upon the earth and lost their true direction. Genesis chapter 6, verses 11 and 12 in the Amplified Bible. Paul describes this same environment to his friend Timothy. For people will be lovers of themselves and utterly self-centered, lovers of money and aroused by an inordinate greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous, scoffing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. They will be without natural human affection, callous and inhumane, relentless, admitting of no truce or appeasement. They will be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate and loose in morals and conduct, uncontrolled and fierce, haters of good. They will be treacherous, betrayers, rash, and inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements, more than and rather than lovers of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 4 in the Amplified Bible. It seems to me that we are now living in the days of Noah and the last days. For Christians, I think this means two things. One, be diligent to keep yourself devoted to living for God. Noah stood out in stark contrast to everyone else because of his righteousness and blamelessness in his evil generation. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. Peter wrote, "So, beloved, since you are expecting these things, be eager to be found by him at his coming without spot or blemish, and at peace, in serene confidence, free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts." 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14 in the Amplified Bible. 2. Christians need to be active in telling people about the second coming of Jesus and that the only door to salvation from God's judgment is Jesus Christ. Jude wrote this, "Guard and keep yourselves in the love of God. Expect and patiently wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, which will bring you into life eternal. And refute so as to convict some who dispute with you, and on some have mercy who waver and doubt. Strive to save others, snatching them out of the fire. On others take pity, but with fear, loathing even the garment spotted by the flesh and polluted by their sensuality." Jude chapter 1, verses 21 and 23 in the Amplified Bible. The time is short. Let's stay righteous and let's stay active in proclaiming the good news that Jesus is coming as the all-righteous judge, but he has already paid for our forgiveness so that we can stand in the presence of his glory, blameless and with great joy. Jude chapter 1, verse 24.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.